Christmas in July by Lisa M. G. Crockett. For a service project this big, the youth in West Plains, Missouri, knew they would have to get an early start and get plenty of help. Isn't Christmas exciting? Don't you relish the time with friends and loved ones, fun gatherings, and the gifts, and especially the reason to celebrate it all? Have you ever wished you could celebrate the whole year long? Well, if you happen to live in West Plains, Missouri, you can. Christmas in July. During the month of July, West Plains is like the rest of the Midwestern states, hot and sticky. Not exactly the time of the year when most people are thinking about singing carols or wrapping gifts. But the youth decided it would be the perfect time to begin their preparations for a holiday celebration. Since they hosted their Stakes Youth Conference, they decided to include all of the youth in a project that is ongoing in West Plains. Every year, members of the West Plains Ward find a way to help their local hospice, a program that provides support services to terminally ill patients and their families. The Relief Society in our ward has made lap quilts and other service projects for hospice, says Stephanie Jones, a Laurel. We decided that it would be fun to do some service projects that the youth could be involved in. So a few of the Laurels in the ward spearheaded the youth conference efforts as value projects, and everybody got to work. Gifts of love. The youth and their leaders decided that one of the nicest things they could do for the hospice patients and their families was to provide a simple Christmas decoration to brighten their homes. They decorated small tabletop-sized Christmas trees, complete with ornaments and tinsel. When you or someone you love is ill, things like decorating for the holidays are sometimes forgotten, says Angie Pereira, the liaison from the hospice program who helped the youth put their project together. But if someone else will do it for you, it makes it feel like Christmas. It's a small thing, but it makes a big difference. Next, they decided that a message of love and hope would also be a great boost to people's spirits. So they made personalized Christmas cards for each person who would be receiving a tree. Kyle LeBrew and Buddy LeBrew, two young men from the Osage Beach Ward, wrote, "The Lord loves you, and so do we," in their cards. Other youth used scriptures or wrote brief testimonies. Doing a project like this makes you think about your own family and friends, says Maya maid Julia Jones. When we did our cards, we tried to let people know that we really did care about them, even if we didn't know them. Gifts of service. After the last tree was decorated, the last card was signed, the youth set out to show the hospice patients how much they cared through their actions. They spent the afternoon doing yard work, scraping and painting houses and sheds, even doing housework. Helping people at their homes can be awkward at first, says priest Justin Saunders. But they really appreciated it and seemed glad to have us. It turned out to be fun. Apparently, people were more than appreciative. They were ecstatic. One woman, whose husband had been bedridden for some time, took pictures of the youth scraping and painting the shed outside their home. She wanted him to see them in action, even though he couldn't get outside. Another woman, Mrs. Estelle Conquest, needed a wheelchair ramp built outside her home to help her get out for simple things, like collecting the mail. "You have no idea how much something like this helps me," says Mrs. Conquest. "These kids are just the greatest." After the projects were complete and youth conferences over, the gifts were stored and forgotten, but not for long. Doing good works. Marie Taylor, a Laurel, spent a lot of time on her Laurel project. She coordinated the collection and wrapping of several large boxes, giant Christmas containers to be filled with food and delivered to hospice patients and their families. During youth conference, the boxes were wrapped and made ready to go. They wouldn't be filled with food until the holidays, so they needed to be in storage for a while before they were used. But after being transported a few times, some of the boxes looked a little worse for the wear. "I did a lot of crazy things to get those boxes," says Marie, who rounded up her friends to help and then asked local merchants to let her take boxes they no longer needed. Most of the store owners were nice, but I had to work for those boxes. At one place, with the permission of the owners, I actually climbed into the dumpster to get a bunch of boxes out. So you can imagine her dismay when, just before the holiday season, she discovered that some of the carefully wrapped boxes had come unwrapped or were otherwise unready to be used for food. It was discouraging to do those things over again, says Marie, but we really wanted them to look good. So the other girls in the ward and I had a wrapping party to redo the damaged boxes. It turned out to be pretty fun. After the boxes were prepared to go again, they were finally made ready to be given to the coordinators at the hospice office, which was just down the street from the business where the boxes were being stored. But this time, the youth decided that loading piles of boxes into a car for transport wasn't such a good idea. After all, that was what had damaged many of the wrapping jobs the first time around. They decided that since the boxes had such a short way to travel, they would form a human chain from the location where the boxes were being stored to where they needed to go. There aren't too many LDS youth in West Plains, so they invited primary children, adult leaders, and anyone else who wanted to help. They donned elves' caps and spread out right through the heart of downtown West Plains. The boxes were handed from one person to another, and soon they were all safely at their destination, ready to be filled with food from the West Plains ward and other community groups. The group attracted a lot of attention from passersby, who were invited to join in. They didn't have many takers, but several people did find out where they could donate food to go inside the boxes. Doing a project like this really makes you feel good, says Heather Kamir, a beehive. It's great to work together as a group for a good cause. It's the best this time of year. It really makes it feel like Christmas. The reason for the season. Most of the food boxes and gifts were delivered by hospice employees, but a few were given to the youth to deliver on mutual night. Bundled in coats and singing carols, they carried food boxes, trees, and cards to a few of the people they had been able to serve in July. Of course, it was a lot colder that night than it had been during the summer, but the warm feelings that come with service are the same no matter what time of year it is. Delivering the gifts and seeing how happy it made people was a lot of fun, says Joe Jones, a priest. It was also great to see how our service during youth conference really paid off. Soon after Mutual was over, the youth were at home preparing to spend Christmas with their own families and loved ones. But the good feeling of helping others is hard to forget. It's the kind of feeling they'd like to enjoy all year, not just at Christmas. And with Youth Conference coming up again this summer, they won't have to wait till December. End of the article, Christmas in July, by Lisa M. G. Crockett.